Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Try and eat healthier, mostly vegetarian dishes. So today I just want to get, let me eat an animal. Any animal. Not a cat. Not a cat.
Back to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. You seriously doing vegetarian?
I got a little unhinged. Not right now. I have before. I went like a whole month without meat. Worst month of my life.
Yeah, like just if my doctor ever tells me, Mr. Bailey, you can't have cheese or meat, I would say, well, is it legal to euthanize me?
Yeah, because can you put me down like you would my dog?
Yeah, go to a different doctor. I'm here to be put down.
Yeah.
I've said goodbye to my family. I'm ready to go.
People told me I would feel better without eating meat, and I didn't. So
just that's sadder. You
people. Yeah, I felt the same okayness as I always feel. Very sad.
Just depression hit a little worse that month.
It did.
So I'm intrigued, man. The title that you put on this was The Unusual Case of South Dakota versus 15 Impounded Cats. With that, please, sir, get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I mean, my search history for these True Crime to Go cases is pretty bizarre. And a lot of times I go down rabbit holes, and that's how I ended up here, where there's an actual U.S. legal case called South Dakota versus 15 Impounded Cats. This was in 2010, and it actually involved the state of South Dakota taking legal action against 15 actual cats. This case highlights issues of civil forfeiture, animal welfare, and constitutional rights of pet owners. It created some legal precedents, and it really dives into how our legal system can interact with things, not just people. So it's certainly weird.
So let's start with the background. In August of 2009, a police officer in South Dakota stopped a woman because she nearly backed her car into his patrol vehicle. So when the officer looked inside the woman's car, he noticed that there were 15 cats roaming freely around the car. So the driver had been living in her vehicle, and she kept a litter box in the car. But you could imagine the smell and sanitary conditions were deemed poor by the officer. Concerned about the welfare of the animals and the safety of pedestrians, the officer seized the cats and impounded them. And so I guess my question is that okay? Can he do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? Because I know if I'm driving down the road and I have a bunch of luggage blocking my windows and can't see, then that's a driving hazard. So is it different if it's a living thing? These cats ended up being held by the state on the grounds that their presence would obstruct the driver's view and cause public safety risk. The driver challenged this, arguing that her constitutional rights were violated, especially her right to due process, because they just took the cats. They didn't get like a warrant for the cats. They just took them.
So the driver's argument that she should keep the cats was based on the idea that her cats were taken without a warrant, and she argued that there was no sufficient cause for them to be impounded. The state, however, relied on a South Dakota law allowing for warrantless seizures when animals are injured, suffering, or if there's an immediate risk to public safety. The legal term they used was exigent circumstances, which essentially is an emergency that justified immediate action without a warrant.
Yeah, so it's like saying this is imminent, that we have to take action right now, don't have time to get a warrant. The circuit court initially agreed with the state, saying that the cats moving freely inside the vehicle could certainly create a danger to those outside the vehicle. When the driver appealed to the South Dakota Supreme Court, arguing that the exigent circumstances definition was too vague and that it was unjustified, she believed that the presence of the cats was not enough to warrant taking them away immediately.
Well, the state Supreme Court, in a 3-2 decision, upheld the circuit court's ruling. Chief Justice David Gilbertson argued that the seizure was valid, cited potential risks to both the pedestrians and the cats themselves if they remained in such conditions. And then another justice concurred, pointing out that while the cats weren't necessarily in poor health, the situation itself posed a threat to their safety as well as to public safety.
For those that may not be familiar with the American justice system, when it goes to a Supreme Court, they vote and make their decision, but they also allow people who disagree to write a dissension. And not everybody agreed with this. Justice Severinsen dissented, arguing that the exigent circumstances claim was too broad and noted that the state vet had found the cats to be in good health and argued if the state was truly worried about the driver's ability to operate the vehicle, they should have charged her with a traffic offense, potentially leading to her losing her license, that it wasn't about the cats, it was about her. Justice Meir Henry echoed this view, agreeing with the dissenting opinion. So again, it was a close vote. It was 3-2 about whether or not they were allowed to do this.
It's an interesting case because it shows that the court does have authority over objects. And in this case, that would be the cats, rather than just authority over people. So that's interesting. And, you know, if we could ever get the attorneys back on the show, I would love to talk to them about this because I wonder what else this has ever applied to and if they've ever seen any cases like this. But man, I think for me, it raises a lot of questions that I don't know that I'm going to find the answers for right now.
Yeah, this has set a precedent and it has been brought up in other animal welfare cases and how they were handled by law enforcement. But it certainly feels like a loophole for a reason to take the cats away when they first did it, but they stuck to their guns and it seemed to work out for the state in this situation. And as a pet owner, I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like they are part of my family, obviously. So I would hate if people could just come and bring them in without some kind of legal authority or justified means besides their opinion.
It's interesting, man. I don't want to go way too far off the beaten path here, but it reminds me of like if I have an investigator working for me that goes into a home to investigate poor living conditions, it's so subjective, right?
As a social worker. So it literally is potentially removing family members.
Yeah. So because of, I mean, sometimes there's animal droppings in the floor or just a very, you know, extremely dirty house, but that is so subjective because what if I grew up in a house that was, in your opinion, unkept and, you know, unsafe, but to me that was just normal.
Right.
Or the extreme opposite where everything was pristine in your house and anything below that standard is deplorable. So I don't know. It's, I wish that there was more objective ways to do things. And I don't know. For me, it's like, what was the safety risk? Was it just that a cat could interfere with her driving and pose a risk to me? Like, just, I don't know.
I mean, one cat in the car could do that. And a lot of people drive around with their pets with them. So like it could jump down and mess with your access to the pedals. It could jump and force you to turn the wheel really fast. So like you said, it's all subjective.
Is it crazy to me that I would be the cop to like problem solve with her? Like, okay, let's build a barricade between your seat and the cats so that you can drive safely and the cats don't pose any risk. Like, I don't want to take your cats away. Clearly you're down on your luck. I don't want to take the only thing that you have away from you.
That's the kind of job I want. Just solving problems that aren't everyday problems. Cause this doesn't come up daily. I wouldn't think. Maybe it did for her, but yeah, let us know if you have a similar, aminal problem and we'll take care of it.
My goodness. Can you think about how much money it cost the state to have this problem?
Yeah.
You know? Okay. I'm done.
Yep. So that's been 15 cats in a story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.